From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. G7 summit focuses on Russia's sanctions. President Barack Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel say economic sanctions against Russia should only be eased with Moscow's full implementation of a shaky truce in eastern Ukraine to end fighting between pro-Russian insurgents and Kiev's forces. During a meeting before the G7 summit in the Bavarian Alps, the White House says the German and American leaders agreed the duration of the sanctions should be clearly linked to Moscow carrying out February's ceasefire and respect for Ukraine's sovereignty. Turkey's ruling party lost its absolute majority in parliament Sunday, a stunning electoral defeat for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's bid to rewrite the country's constitution to create a presidential democracy. With virtually all votes tallied, Mr. Erdogan's Islamic-rooted Justice and Development Party was on track to win about 41% of the vote, well down from the almost 50% it won 4 years ago. Dorian Jones reports.
While the AKP will remain the largest party in parliament, it suffered heavy losses in Sunday's election. A faltering economy is cited as a key factor behind the losses after a decade of unprecedented economic growth for Turkey. But it was a success of the pro-Kurdish HDP in breaking through the 10% vote count threshold that did the most damage to the AK party. The around 70 seats it secured will come almost exclusively from the governing party, its chief rival in the Kurdish regions. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Iraqi forces advanced in the oil refinery town of Bayiji Sunday in a bid to reclaim the area from Islamic State forces for the second time. Military officials say government troops gained ground in the northern city center. This is VOA News. Airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition in the Yemeni capital killed at least 44 people, including civilians, Sunday, 1 week before the scheduled start of peace talks between rival political factions. The bombings targeted the headquarters of Yemen's armed forces in Houthi rebel-held Sana'a. Multilateral negotiations are scheduled to begin in Geneva on June 14th. A British official says as many as 500,000 people in Libya are looking to cross the Mediterranean's perilous waters this summer to Europe in search of a better life. Captain Nick Cook-Preach said aboard the British warship HMS Bulwark, there are indications there are as many as 450,000 to 500,000 migrants in Libya who are waiting at the border for the voyage across the Mediterranean. Britain's Ministry of Defense says the Bulwark was sent to rescue at least 500 migrants after a helicopter had identified four migrant vessels in distress. An Italian Coast Guard ship carrying 316 migrants from three separate operations off Libya's coast docked at Lampedusa Sunday. Intense fighting is raging in northeastern Afghanistan, where officials say a counteroffensive is underway to retake control of a remote district captured by the Taliban on Saturday. Ayaz Ghul has details.
The fighting broke out on Saturday when hundreds of heavily armed Taliban insurgents assaulted and laid siege to the mountainous Yamgan district in Badakhshan province. Provincial authorities insist Afghan security forces engaged the assailants for several hours before they tactically retreated to prevent civilian casualties. On Sunday, defense officials said ground and air forces are engaged in a counter-operation to retake the remote district. A spokesman for the Afghan Defense Ministry, Daulat Waziri, tells VOA that national troops are close to ousting the Taliban from Yamgan. Ayaz Ghul, Islamabad.
Voters in Luxembourg Sunday rejected a referendum on giving voting rights to foreign-born residents. About 80% of voters cast a no ballot, many saying they feared losing political and economic influence to foreign-born nationals, who make up close to half of the country's population. If the referendum had passed, Luxembourg would have been the first European Union member to grant foreign nationals who are not citizens the right to vote in national elections. A new worldwide survey on climate change shows almost 80% of people are very concerned about the impact of global warming, and they say all nations should do their part to stop it. The poll was taken in 79 countries by a group calling itself Worldwide Views on Climate and Energy. 70% say fighting global warming is a global responsibility that requires an international treaty. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.